Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
What up, it's your boy Sloan Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen. In a world full of followers, be proud to be different. Be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women. Everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
And I'ma make them all believe. I got my back against the wall. It's time to make somebody bleed. Yeah, you wanna be, but you ain't even in my league. I've been training all my life, and you ain't taking this from me. Cause I'm a misfit. Yeah, I'm a misfit. Said I'm a misfit. Yeah, I'm a misfit. And I'ma make them all believe. I got my back against the wall. It's time to make somebody bleed. Yeah, you wanna be, but you ain't even in my league. When I set my mind to something, ain't nothing I can't achieve. Cause I'm a misfit. Bad knuckles hit you with this clenched fist. You don't know my struggles, I'ma drag you through the trench. I got the tools to get it done. Ain't talking about hammers and wrenches. Medics be on standby cause they know what my intent is. I'm a misfit in a minute. Misunderstood, but you gon' get it. Never apologetic. If I said it, then I'm in it. I take my shirt off, get the flexing on these haters, boy, I'm shredded. I'm an apex predator. To be the best is my genetics, yeah. You ain't prepared to take it where I'm about to take it. I'ma work harder and smarter and training. No time for the talking and no conversation. I'm throwing them combos with no hesitation. I'm talking, I'm walking, I'm pushing the pace. And my pistol like bricks, imminent show face. Pedal to the metal, I'll get no break. Yeah, I don't really got no chill. Combat's all I know. Without any question, one of the best. And yes, you know I'm trained to go. A true warrior, so every time I'm putting on a show, I'm a battle-tested veteran. It's time I let them know, yeah. See my people in the crowd cheering for me now. I'ma make you proud, I swear I'll never let you down, no. I hear my people in the crowd, yeah, they getting loud. This is for my misfits, I'm about to shut it down, y'all. Doubt me and I'ma make them all believe. I got my back against the wall, it's time to make somebody bleed, yeah. You wanna be, but you ain't even in my league. I've been training all my life and you ain't taking this from me. Cause I'm a misfit. Yeah, I'm a misfit. I'm a misfit. Yeah, I'm a misfit. Doubt me and I'ma make them all believe. I got my back against the wall. It's time to make somebody bleed. Yeah, you wanna be, but you ain't even in my league. When I set my mind to something, ain't nothing I can't achieve. Cause I'm a misfit. Bad knuckles, you gon' learn today, boy. This ain't no game, let's throw the bang. They here to play, boy. Check my resume, I don't get tolerate no way. Knocking all that trash away, it's now it's time for you to play. Hey, losing is never an option, I can do this all day. Brave, hearted, battle ready, veteran, I'm here to stay. Really about this life, I'm about that action. You can tell the way I train. Aztec warrior, ancestral blood courses through my veins, y'all. Underlay, I'm from my face. Cause I'm never afraid. And my hands are beneath everything on my way. In the way of a chain. When I step in this ring, I'll be bringing the pain. So get in my way, and you get it ran over. I'm militant with it. I turn like a soldier. You better take your weedies and dripping your balls. Cause I'm too dedicated, I never lose focus. Nah. So where you at now? I don't ever back down. We be in the center, I'ma leave you on your back. Pow. This ain't no rat, no, I'm about to lay the smack down. I'm coming for the strap, and that's no cap. I want that damn crown. So where you at now? I don't ever back down. We be in the center, I'ma leave you on your back. Pow. I'm about to lay the smack down. I'm coming for that strap and that's no cap. I want that damn crown.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. Well, you know, this song says it all, man. You know, I tell you, you go back in this fighter's career, and to watch the growth to where she's at today. I mean, the song says it all, battle tested. And, you know, I feel it in my heart. You know, some people say, you know it when it shows it. And I'm going to tell you what, the Misfit's here to say, what's up, homie? How you doing, Christine Ferrier? How you doing?
What's up, G? You know I want that damn crown.
I already know. But, you know, some stuff was... Man, you know what? I'm black and white. I'm straightforward. I'm going to say what I got to say. And if certain people don't like it, then, hey, much love and don't know what to tell you. But you beat her. You beat her in Invicta Fighting Championships. There was slim pickings in Invicta. She got brought up to the UFC. She got her ass handed to her. And now she's making a debut in BKFC against Paige VanZant. Many fans wanted you to get that fight. But you know how I roll, homie. I just want to get the perspective straight out of your voice, you know. So there's no inadequacies. People can't say it didn't come out that way. How do you feel about Rachel Ostovich getting the opportunity with Paige VanZant?
I don't care. Let the pretty girls bat their eyelashes at each other and twerk, have twerking competitions. I don't care. Just give me someone tough. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. She gets the opportunity. It's about following. It's about who brings in the pay per view numbers. That's what they got to do, and that's what brings the girls over. Then bring them over. Whatever gets the sport to grow.
No, hold up. That's the first time I think I've ever had you on my show, and I'm going to disagree with you. You're the first one in North America to ever win the John L. Sullivan belt. And then on top of that, you're ranked number one. So at a point in time in this sport, I don't care if it's bare knuckle, if it's boxing, or if it's MMA, I don't care if you're a damn beauty queen. I didn't show up to see two girls sissy fight. I didn't.
Yeah.
If I go to a fight, I want to see somebody that's going to scrap, somebody that's going to bring it. And that's what you bring to the sport. Don't you think that should hold a little bit more relevance than somebody being a fucking pinup girl?
Well, I mean, the girls are tough. You know what I mean? I mean, they're tough girls. They fight. It's just they're not my level, in my opinion. You know, they're going to – whoever they bring in for me, I hope is a tough fight. And but if Rachel wants to come in and try a bare-knuckle fight, let's see if you can hang. You know what I mean? Like, can you take a bare-knuckle to the face? I kind of want to see it. Like, let me see what you got. You were in the whole UFC. You got in the UFC over me, and I just knocked you out the prior fight. Let's see what you can do in my world. She's not going to last, period.
Oh, true that.
By the way, you
handed her first L in Invicta. So, I mean, it's not like you're a stranger to who she is in the sport.
She's a ground girl, though. You know what I mean? She's a ground girl, so
yeah.
That's her strong suit. You know, she connected on some shots, you know, but, I mean, now that I'm in boxing, I have a whole different game going on than anyone I fought in the past. Anyone I fought in the past would see a very different fighter.
You have a whole new level.
I'm not the same person I was in MMA. I was very dull. I mean, I've always brought the fight, but I feel like my game has just got so much better.
You know, so have I. And you know what? Getting ranked number one for what you do, it doesn't come easy. And I know throughout the years, certain aspects kind of hindered you, and you got back on the right path. How does it feel to be ranked number one in a sport that truly, I guess you would say, defined you?
I feel great, you know, being ranked number one. I feel like I want to, you know, prove some more, and I want to fight some really good boxers. You know, I want to fight a really skilled boxer to be able to see, like, what I really have in me, like for a really good hard puncher that has really good balance, really good combinations, you know, that's where I want to test myself. Like MMA fighters, I really don't have any motivation to fight MMA fighters, dude, at all. I want to fight some good boxers with some good boxing, bare knuckle, straight up. That's where I want to test myself. Looking at myself as number one, I'm proud of it, but I want to be up against some tougher competition to be able to legitimize myself within myself.
You know, and that's a great statement because, honestly, and I don't want to keep going back on this, because last time I'm going to bring it up, you know, but you talk about Ostovich is known for a ground game, but you beat her on the ground. I know because I shot that fight. And, you know, I got to talk about heart because she had you in a rear naked choke and things weren't looking too great for you. But you overcame that. You turned the fight around and you ended up getting the stoppage. You know, what type of perseverance does it take for a fighter? Because I know you've grown a lot since then, but what kind of perseverance? How far do you got to dig to overcome situations like that? Because I know you're a bare-knuckle fighter now, but I just want to get a thought from then because, I mean, let's face it, that rear naked choke was deep, but yet you overcame it. What does it take in a fighter to overcome, to persevere those obstacles? Because many give up.
Yeah, that's for one, that's not in me. Two, I put myself right in the middle of the lion's den and try to survive. And that's what happens when you put yourself in tough situations on purpose. It pays off when you need it, like it did in that fight for me. So all those days of me training, get my ass kicked, paid off. You know, you got to put yourself in uncomfortable positions all the time to be able to withstand when real shit happens.
See, and that's what I love about seeing you in bare knuckle fighting championships. And I don't think a lot of people see it this way, but they should. You came from, you're a veteran of the sport. You're not just somebody that, if you go and you look up, you're like, she hasn't been around. No, you've been around a while. And trust me, to my listeners in the Philippines and worldwide, Christine Ferrer has been around a while. And you come to PKFC, and I really started to see you grow. I started to see you mature. I started to see your fight IQ get correlated. But I've seen something more profound. I think you found yourself about the second or third fight in. I think you found who you were as a person. And I think that allowed you to perpetuate yourself more in the squared circle. Would you say that's a fair analogy?
Absolutely. You know, I've been just digging and trying to be a champion, you know, in any sport that I enter or any combat sport I enter. You know, I just want to be the best, and I test myself every day to do that and put myself under pressure every day.
You know, I know from us being friends and you being on the show previously that you went to a sports therapist.
She was really good.
And I started seeing a massive major change in who you were and how you perceive things. And then I started to see your fan base grow. Mm-hmm. You know, I was on a show the other day, and I got to admit, you know, the host of the show had on your jacket, repping you on his show. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to see that aspect more and more in the sport. What does it mean for you, Christine, to now to truly start get the recognition that you truly deserve?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, working hard and then seeing it pay off right before your eyes is great, you know. Just working hard and seeing the gifts that I'm getting from beating people up and getting beat up. So, I'm just having fun, enjoying this. Don't get to do this forever.
So I got a couple years left in me and just taking it all in. You know, I try not to let it get to my head. Don't get let stuff get to my head so I don't start getting lazy, start getting complacent with where I'm at, because I always want to try and reach the next level of whatever level I've been at. I want to even top that every time. So for me, when I'm done with my career, then I'll be able to truly look back and look at stuff like that, you know, and really dig deep and appreciate, even though I do appreciate the accomplishments and the fans, and I'm grateful for the recognition. I still feel like I'm an amateur in my brain. Like, that's how hungry I am. And I still haven't done what I want to do or gotten to the levels I want to be at. So I kind of don't look at that, you know. But I see it. I do see it more. I do notice it, you know. And it's, but I just try to, I want to keep my hunger. And I think it's key. And a lot of people, older fighters, they lose their fire. They lose that hunger. And it's probably because they get caught up in their own stuff, you know.
See, when I think about you, it's crazy because the same thought always comes to my head. Never satisfied.
Nah, never.
No, truly never satisfied. Would you say that statement right there hits home with you? Because, like you said prior to me asking the question, you know, you're always looking to better yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so you truly are never satisfied. And that's what I think has revitalized you, brought you back on the world level, and has given you a place to call home in BKFC. You know, I don't know who they're going to give you. I ain't going to lie, homie. I really wish it was Paige Van Zandt. I wanted to see you kick her ass all over the squared circle. And, you know, it's on the real, because people want to see that fight. Why? Because they want to see you kick her ass. I mean, people think being in the UFC and coming to BKFC is the same thing. And I know firsthand, because I've been around and interviewing BKFC fighters and other bare knuckle fighters, that when they come from the UFC to bare knuckle, it's not the same. It's a lot more pressure. It's a faster pace.
Don't find out. Don't figure it
out.
Yeah,
that's what I want to get. Look at Jason Knight.
Yeah,
you look at Jason Knight. He told me, homie, this shit is nothing like I expected. And when you think about it that way, this is the truest raw form of the sport right now. You know, you look at boxing, they wear gloves. You know, you guys truly go out there, you give it your all, you toe the line. And I think that's what excites me about your fights, is when you stand there face-to-face with your opponent, I mean, you don't have to run across the ring because you're already there. Take me back to the first time you ever had to toe the line. What was it like for the Misfit?
It was crazy, because I've never been that close to somebody. Starting fight. It's just fast-paced. So when I go to fight, man, it's like I have a different switch that flips. And I'm just trying to, you know, trying to stay alive. That's how I go into a fight. It's live or die for me. So I'm not the one dying that day. So being toe-to-toe, it's pretty close. And you get hit with, even when you jab somebody, it hurts. If they jab you, it hurts. If you hit with the right hand, everything hurts here, you know? So, I mean, you got to be pretty tough mentally, you know, to be able to overcome that stuff. I like it. I love the fact that it's really easy to get knocked out. It makes me have to be sharper with my defensive skills and offensive skills, and learning to change my power, my speed in an instant because of the top of the head comes down. You know, you can't just throw your hands anywhere. They'll break your hands or you're going to get caught. I just like how technical it is and how dangerous, and not dangerous in terms of damage. I mean, you get hit one time, you can be lights out, bone to bone like that. those pads on those MMA gloves and those gloves are extremely protective in terms of, I feel like, when it connects in, like, I feel like when I hit a jaw, I just snaps it a little bit easier, you know, not in terms of breaking it, but it just takes it off the hinge a little bit to drop people. Right when I connect in certain places on the head, I just see them, their souls get taken. It just slowly slips out of them.
If you get that feeling, you knock them sideways, you took them a day back. I hit you so hard, you're back on yesterday.
You think they're going to school.
Right? You know, it's this sport is so new and so fresh. I think we're just coming up on BKFC 16. And you've proven yourself in such a short period of time. You've grown so much, homie. You're getting ready to do a major media blitz and put yourself out there like you never have before. What inspired you to finally just say, you know what, screw it, let's just do this, let's put my name out there. Your fan base is tripling overnight, you know, and more people are clinging to who you are as a warrior. So what inspired you to go ahead and drop yourself publicly in such a media blitz going forward?
It's time. There's promoters and promotions are motivated by your fan base and what you bring to the table. I'm my own boss. I'm, besides when I'm answering to David Feldman regarding fights, etc., fighting for him, I run my whole show. Put my name out there. I have to market myself. I have to do everything to keep myself going. To keep it moving, to keep the motivation going, to keep that energy flow going. You know, you can't just, I don't want to do it this month. I don't want to do it next month. You know, I'm always marketing myself. I think getting out there, no matter, you know, who's, there's 100 people listening, it's 100,000, 5 people, you know, I just want to be heard and people to know where I'm coming from and that I'm the true champ. I've worked hard every day. I train every day. I'm disciplined. I sacrifice. And I'm going to, anytime I come in there, someone's getting dropped. You know what I mean? So,
there's good,
no matter what, I come in there, these girls are training their best every camp for me. You know, I'm not one of those types of fighters that are in there and they're like, oh, like they think they can win me. They know they can get knocked out at any time fighting me. Or TKO'd or cut. They know I'm coming. They know I'm bringing heat. You know, so I want people to know that. And I don't know how many people know me or what, but I want more people to know me, you know, and what I stand for and what I'm bringing to the table. And I'm a legit female athlete that has major skills in fighting. And that deserves to be shown more than tits and ass. That's what I believe in. I'm here to fight. And people that are like, oh, you think you're a dude. Nah, dude, I'm a girl that will probably beat your ass. Stop hating. You know, I'm a female. I'm going to come in there. I'm going to beat that pretty little broad's ass. And I'm going to have fun doing it. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll buy her a drink after. You know? And
it's all sport.
It's all fun. It's all... Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'd love that you say that because when I was on the show, I was invited on the show last week, like I said, and they asked me my thought perception on the Jillian Robertson fight in the UFC. And I said, I'll tell you what, if she spent more time in training camp than she did taking half-naked pictures of herself and posting them on the internet, maybe she would have won the damn fight. See, I'm old school. I've been in the sport 25 years. I could give two shits what you look like half naked. That's not why I'm watching the fight. I'm watching the fight because I want to see two warriors get up in there and just straight bang. You've always done that from your Muay Thai days to your MMA days, and now you found yourself in the world of bare-knuckle fighting. And all I see is you growing and growing. You know, Would I love to see a Paige VanZant misfit fight? Nah, not really, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
It's a cakewalk.
Yeah, I'm going to say, you know, she's a tough girl, you know what I'm saying? And she's got her little skills going on. She does her little stuff, you know, but I honestly, I mean, that's not a fight that interests me. Like, honestly, like, bring me someone else. Bring me someone else. You know what I'm saying? Do your little, they can do their thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to chase a fight that don't want to fight me. Her management team wouldn't let her fight me. Her man wouldn't let her fight me. She ain't going to say she doesn't want to fight me. She's going to let everybody else say that. Oh, it's my management. Oh, it's my man. Oh, it's this. Not whatever. Dude. I ain't going to go through it. I already know. You know what I mean? I've already been through it, and I'm not chasing fighters.
Well, yeah.
Fight them.
I mean, you chase Beck Rawlings out of BKFC. She didn't want none of you. And, you know, that's
it's
the sad
annoying,
part
dude.
About the sport. Yeah, it pisses me off because it's like you work so hard like you have to get there to be ranked number one in the world, and you can't find nobody that wants to fight you. I mean, that's some bullshit.
Well, I mean, there's people that want to fight me, I'm sure. You know what I mean? But it's just, I want really, like I said, I want to fight boxers. I want to fight really skilled boxers,
yeah.
MMA doesn't, like it's like I can go brawl someone in the fucking bar. I don't want to do that. I want to skillfully beat your ass with my bare fist. And slip and roll and not have some fucking weird punches that don't make sense and they don't even know what they're throwing because they're so panicked they don't know what to do. You know what I mean? I want a lot of skill. You know, whenever something, because it's going to push me harder in my training. You know?
Give you somebody that's going to make a difference
better
in you. Give you somebody that's going to make a difference in you.
I want somebody to actually, like, when I'm like, damn, that person most likely has a chance to beat me. Like, more percentage. I'd rather fight someone that I'm like 60-40 with. You know what I mean? That could beat me 70-30. And then I pull it out of my ass and train hard as fuck and come out on top. That's an accomplishment. You know?
That's what
that's
I said.
That's something,
you know,
that's going to push me to the next level.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have got that in the VanZant fight, and you won't get that fight in Hostovich. And, you know, you need somebody that's on your level. And that's one thing that's kind of crazy about the new era with BKFC is, you know, you got to build it and they will come, but at a certain point in time that you fought everybody. You're the best, and you're going to continue to strive, and you're going to continue to grow.
Bare knuckle's doing a good job bringing girls in, you know what I mean? And it's tough because any promotion that I've been in, it's hard to get me fights, dude. Like, it's hard to get me fights no matter where I've been, you know? And it's like risk to reward for me. There's not enough reward. There's too much risk, like I feel like, you know? So, you know, Nate Shook, Helen backed out of the fight, so they gave me Kayla Cutler. And it's not their fault that they had a paper champ, you know what I'm saying? It's not their fault that they had a fighter that was weak and couldn't come through when they needed her, you know what I mean? And they left, she left us all high and dry. We were supposed to, you know, make a big fight out of this, and she's a sucker, man. So, like, it is what it is. So, my opponent, you know, most respect to Callie Cutler, I had beat her already in Muay Thai, and I mean, I was motivated for the fight. Of course, I always get ready no matter what, but it just wasn't something that I was totally excited about. You know, but they did with their best.
Nonetheless, though, it was still poetry
opponent,
and emotion.
You know? Yeah, and they got me an opponent, and that's, they pull through. No matter what, when my opponent didn't show up, they paid me full fight pay. You know what I'm saying? In BKFC, too. So, I mean, they take care of me, and you know, and they're trying to get solid people in the promotion. It's just these girls. Some of these girls aren't what they think they are.
No. Yeah, they think they can come over and just hang with the big dogs like you and BKFC coming from MMA, and it just don't work like that. Like I said early in the interview, I could go back and share show after show after show of UFC fighters going into BKFC and going, bruh, this crap ain't easy. You know, and because it is. It's so much fast paced, and then you got the dirty clinch, and it's just raw. It's real. It's raw, and it's in your face, and you better be prepared to get punched because you're going to feel it. And, you know, you're a veteran of this aspect of it now. You know, even though it's a new era, you've proven yourself to be on top of the sport.
Yeah. I've got a couple more years left in me, you know.
Yeah, a lot more than that. Dan Severn told the UFC he was 30 when he was 40, and he beat some of the greatest fighters after his 40th birthday. So, homie, you're only as old as you
That's
think
funny.
You are. And the way you're rolling now,
no, I know.
I ain't never seen you fight so good as you do now.
Your fight IQ is tremendous.
It has. Your fight IQ has just impressed the crap out of me. And you're teaching yourself, you know. I think when you're self-motivated, there's more of a defining aspect to it, and you truly have brought that to the sport. Homie, I told you I would keep it to 30 minutes because you've got a dinner to go to. But
all right.
I'm so proud of you, man.
Thank you.
And the Police Gazette, first one in North America, now ranked number one. Can't get anybody to fight you, but yet you're still eager and game to bring anybody and put them on your plate. Dave Feldman, Nate Shook, get this lady a fight. Let her bang.
They will.
I'm going to pass the mic to you if you have any friends and family, any sponsors, or just anything else you want to add to the program before we let you go. The floor is yours.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I just appreciate you bringing me on. I love talking to you. Shout out to all my family and friends. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year 2021. It's going to be better. I will not miss motherfucking 2020. I fucking hate this year. It was fucking shit. But much love and respect to everybody.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, and I do want to read a line before from my write-up about you. I said, in my opinion, nobody wants this kind of smoke. I stand by that.
No, they don't.
I stand by that, you know. Christine.
Yeah.
Continue to shock the world, homie. Continue to show them what the misfit is made of. Much love, much respect. You have a good night and God bless, my homie.
All right, you too, homie.
All right. Much love. Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, the misfit, Christine Ferrier, she had a dinner engagement, so we kind of pushed things. You know, we kind of got a little sideways. Because I seen her fight Rachel Ostovich. It was actually Christine's debut in an Invicta Fighting Championships on UFC Fight Pass. And Ostovich had the rear naked choke in deep. Christine got out of it. Not only did she get out of it, she ended the fight in a stoppage in the same round. It was incredible. I suggest if you got Fight Pass, go back and look at it. I want to thank the Filipino people, Pinoy Broadcasting. Thank you for allowing me into your homes, into your lives. You know, the shows are really diverse from show to show. No show is the same. You know, it's an honor to be a part of your network. I want to thank my sponsors, Finished MMA with Juan Martinez, Cutman for Hire with Jacob Stitch Duran and Juan Ramirez, Bite Knee Mouth Guards with Joe Rice, and you. All of you, each and every one of you, for tuning in and allowing me to share each and every one of these fighters. It's been a blessing in my life, and I just don't know what I'd do without this show, to be quite honest with you, but each show's got to end. And with that being said, we're going to jump up out of here. Have a good night, and God bless.